Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast. This is Pat Iyer, and today we're going to be focusing in on networking. You've heard me talk in the show about how important it is for legal nurse consultants to network in order to meet people who can lead them to clients, the importance of people wanting to meet you in person so that they get to know you, they like you, they trust you, and they remember you when they have work that you can do for them. Today I have with me Marie Frattoni, who I met at a branding course not long ago, and I was impressed with the fact that she is a master at helping people find clients. She's a powerful champion of women. She is the CEO of Get Clients Everywhere, and she works globally to help entrepreneurs get more clients, make more money, and live a life of freedom, joy, and self-expression. Marie coaches business owners and professionals to become savvy, social, and successful through cultivating professional relationships that are both fulfilling and profitable. Marie provides impactful sales development strategies, transformational coaching, and growth-filled seminars that are fun, dynamic, and valuable. And she is the founder and leader of the Women's Professional Development Network in Atlanta and a frequent keynote speaker. She has extensive corporate consulting experience and 30 years as an entrepreneur to provide you with that perfect formula for success. She's also known as the Queen of Networking and leads annual professional retreats in Italy. I did click on that page, Marie. That looked very tempting. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so very much, Pat. Nice to be here.
Let's talk about networking. You know, we're all today at risk of being stuck behind our computer monitors. In fact, I was just talking with someone about the importance of getting out and connecting with people face-to-face. Why is that so important?
Well, you know, it's a great question. I get asked that a lot. And I think that, you know, for me, I do get locked behind my computer and I miss people. And I think sometimes people want to connect with people that they know, that they like, that they can see what you look like, that you're a real person. They can see how you conduct yourself at events and at meetings. And I think it makes it more real and more attractive. So I think, you know, people are hiring and looking for people rather than just a presence online. And I just think it adds something a lot. Wouldn't you agree?
I do. And in fact, the person that I was talking with, as well as myself, are introverts. How do you get over the difficulty that an introvert has in a networking event?
Well, I'm not sure if you ever get over it. I think, you know, if you're an introvert, you're an introvert. But I think that there are things to know that when you go to a networking event, it's not a life sentence. No, you can... You know, I like to have some fun with this, but, you know, it might be an hour, it might be 2 hours. And I think, you know, a lot of us can pretend that we're like Meryl Streep or Robert Duvall or some great actor where we take on a role and we take on a persona and we have to sometimes act as if. It's great when you're out there and you're connecting with people and you're kind of smiling and giving off a lot of psychic energy, wanting to look good and be good and do good. And then it's really fine to go back afterwards and just really be still and quiet and go back, you know, into yourself and, you know, recharge those batteries. But, you know, I think you have to make it easy. And I think that introverts need to make a plan extroverts need to make a plan when they're off actually going to a networking event or just, you know, for meeting people. So I think, you know, you are going to be an introvert or you're going to be an extrovert, and that's just a circumstance that you just have to contend with and say, it's okay. You know, we could really do, it's really fun. I have a piece in a program that I do, and I call it Networking for Wallflowers. And, you know, where people are really shy and very scared about going out and meeting people, and what do they do? Or the wall huggers, you know, that are kind of stuck around the sides of an event because they're too shy to, you know, really connect with people and are waiting for someone to come up to them. So I think you just have to be who you are and be authentic and genuine and have some strategies in place so that when you are going out, you can take action in ways that are meaningful and get the results that you want.
Well, and I know we'll be talking about some of those strategies in this program. Let's take a step back and say that suppose our listeners are interested in looking for networking events. Do you have any criteria that they should use when selecting such events?
Yeah, I think that a lot of times people go to anything that's called a networking event because it's a networking event, but it may not necessarily be where your clients are, and it may not be necessarily where clients who know your clients are. So I think the first step is to really look at, you know, who are your target markets, and then really look at where is it that they hang out. So if you're working in your organization with legal nurses and they're wanting to connect with the professional community, then I think what people can do and wherever it is that they're located is they can start to Google associations and organizations that deal with that. Some of those are going to be closed and some of those are going to be open, they can go to. But, you know, I mean, I know it's really funny. One of my chiropractors that's here, I mean, he has several relationships with lawyers, you know, because they're sending personal injury patients to his office. And there are lots of events and conferences, association conferences that are part that would probably be very appropriate for your clients to attend. It can be a general one, you know, whether it's if they're women and they are women legal nurses and they want to meet other professional business women. There's lots of organizations. And I think if somebody just pulls up their state and pulls up women's professional associations, you'll meet all kinds of things. So things that are useful to me, certainly, and yes, I lead a women's network in Atlanta. It's for women entrepreneurs. But, you know, the eWomen Network, American Association of Business Women's Associations, the National Association of Women Business Owners. I mean, there are so many that are like that. And the same would be true if you have male nurses that are working with you in your organization as well. But, you know, legal associations, medical conferences, you know, different associations for whether it's even places in your local area like your JCs, your Rotary Club, your Chamber of Commerce, all of those can be organizations that can have the direct people that you want to reach present, or they would be tributaries or have access to those people. I think you just have to really look at who is it that you want to contact, get clear on that, and then look for the organizations that have those people there in common or might be looking for, you know, presenters or sponsors or ways in which you can connect with those people.
Those are really great points about the organizations. I know that I'm a member of the American Business Women's Association, and there are some men who come to the meetings, and they stand out because they are outnumbered, but it makes them more visible, and people pay, I think, a little bit more attention to them, because there is that disconnect between, oh, you're a guy and this is a women's organization. So just because it says Women's Business Association or Women's Business Owners doesn't mean that they'll stop the guy at the door and say, oh, you're not allowed in here.
Yeah, it might not be. You know, there are some that are very clear where they have it's a space for women only. Or it could be a space for men only. So it's not that they can't interact with people, but the meetings are closed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you just have to check that out, you know, with the organizers of those
Yeah.
groups and be
Well, that's a good
respectful of.
point. Very good point. So I just alluded to walking through the door of the networking event. Let's say you're going to an event and you haven't met anyone in the room. What's the first step to get through that threshold? And if you could answer that for the introvert as well as the extrovert, that would be very helpful.
Well, I think the very simple thing is for any of us, you know, I'm pretty extroverted. You may have noticed that. But I get shy and I get scared, especially if I'm going to places that I don't know people or I don't really know any other members. Sometimes I'm actually speaking at an event and I walk in and I'm the speaker, but I don't know a soul. And so it's intimidating. You know, it's a little bit, you know, it puts you back a little bit. So what I do is I just stand by the door, just stand and I walk in and I just really look around the room with my eyes and I just get a sense of what's happening, you know, just get a sense of like what's going on in that organization. And I may try to like connect with one person's eyes and go up to them. And if they look warm and receptive, I just stick my hand out and say, my name is Marie Fratoni. I'm your speaker tonight, or I'm here. This is my first time visiting. You know, I'd love to be, you know, connected with some people or just see, you know, can you tell me a little bit about the lay of the land of this meeting? So I know how to proceed, you know, from that. But sometimes it's very simple as just looking at someone, being willing to extend your hand and say, hi, my name is, you know, I'd love to say hello to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very simple, very, you know, regular thing. Now, if there was nobody talking to someone, I'm just going to share this because I think this is very important in the world of networking. I run a women's network. It's a very busy women's network. And one of the things that I make sure as its leader and its founder is that people are welcomed and people are included. And we are very excited when anyone appears. As a matter of fact, it's almost like a receiving line at a wedding, you know, and everybody goes in and gets hugged when they walk in the door. It's hilarious. And we just want to have fun because we know people are a little bit, you know, put off. Some people are very scared about networking and very shy, and we want to respect that. So, you know, what we want to do from the minute people arrive at the door and check in at the desk and get their name badge or whatever is that they're really greeted very warmly, they're welcomed, and we try to, you know, really try to diffuse any kind of nervousness from the minute they walk up and meet with us. We walk in the door, our members, our hosts, it's not my meeting. They're the hosts of this meeting, and I think you can find, I've been to many, many networking events. Some of which I love to go to, some of which I don't like to go back because they're very poorly run. So you have to be a good shopper. And I think, you know, women are good shoppers. And I think one of the things that we have to do is really look at what's going on in the room. I mean, are people talking to each other? It's very easy to connect with people that you know and to hang out with people that you know. So I always really encourage people to really make sure that can align and go with a friend and attend that event. But when you get there, you actually, you know, split up so that you can divide and conquer, so to speak, and meet several people. I think that being an introvert or being an extrovert is almost like a non-issue. I would make it a non-issue because regardless of who you are on the spectrum, we all need to meet great people and we all need to forward our business. And so we just have to put ourselves, you know, in that role to be able to do it. So I would just say the first thing is just to really look around, find warm eyes, find someone who catches your eye, whatever, go up to them and, you know, say, hey, my name is Marie. I've never been here before, but I love your shoes. Where did you get your shoes? Or that's a great bag. I love your bag. Or something that, you know, there's a compliment that you can extend because that warms up the conversation right away. And most people love getting a compliment or love being acknowledged. And so they'll usually respond. And if it's at a networking event, everybody's on their best behavior. They may not be the best performer in the world or a little bit shy or, you know, very uncomfortable out of their skin, but they still want to perform well. So I think you're going to be in good company.
You mentioned earlier about looking at networking events in terms of whether they're well run or poorly run. Could you give us a sense of what would make a well-run networking event and compare that to a poorly run, so we've got a bigger framework of reference?
Well, sure. I mean, I think there's all kinds of networking events that are out there. Some are very formal, some are informal. I know for myself, as a host of any event that I do, I want to make sure that people are taken care of. Hey, I'm Italian. I'm an Italian mama. So I want to make sure that there's always enough food, that people are welcome, they've got a place to sit, they're comfortable. I go out of my way to make sure, and that's part of my brand. What I think is important is, you know, from the minute someone walks in the door and they go up to, you know, many networking organizations have a registration table where they sign in and check in. Maybe they have to pay at the door or get a name tag or something like that. What I do is I just make sure that people are taken care of. We try to do a lot of that stuff up front so that when people arrive, they're handed their name tag and they're just in. They don't need to fuss around with being at the table. I think one of the things that people hate is when there's long lines waiting for people to check in, and to have the appropriate number of staff to serve people is very good. And I think that meetings start on time, that end on time, and that they have a right program. Some are very informal. I mean, some of them are like, you know, it's like the chicken wings are over on the by the bar at the corner of the room, and it's just open networking. There are others that lead a program. There are others that have formal introductions. So I think that there's every event is appropriate to its event. I just like people that are in charge. I like people that there's a go-to person. There's a person that knows the lay of the land. They know the timeline. They make sure that it works for people, that it ends on time, and that people are taken care of. So those are things that I look at when I'm putting together an event. And those are the ones that I go to that are really, they happen to be well run, that there's somebody that really is someone who's really thought out this program. You know, in the event that I do, we open the door and it's open networking. People just share. I tell them to put their stuff in a chair by a table, because we have a meal at ours. Not all networking events have a meal. But we do, and I just have them go around and mix and mingle with people. I have a table for resources where people can put their, you know, flyers or business cards, or, you know, sometimes people recycle books and they just want to give them away and pass them on. So we have a table for that so it doesn't take up time. And then we'll do introductions where people get a chance to do their little 30-second elevator speech. And then we have a meal, and then we have a program that's about 40 minutes where we actually have a speaker come. We do door prizes, and then we close off the meeting. And, you know, end it out. So that's, you know, that's a formal meeting that's has networking and a program building for entrepreneurs, where, you know, there are some co-ed groups that what they do is they meet after work and they have, you know, beer and wine and chicken wings, and just it's open networking. There really isn't any program, but it goes from, you know, 5:30 to 8. And there is no program for something like that. Sometimes there are breakfast meetings, and sometimes there are closed morning meetings, where you have a closed networking event is where you'd have one person for a business category attend at those events. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd have one mortgage person, you'd have one lawyer, you'd have one legal nurse, you'd have in many networking associations, like, you know, eWomen Network or ABWA or Mind WPDN in Atlanta, you know, it's open to anybody that wants to come and build their business. And mine is a women's network. So mm-hmm. I think you have to look at the type of business, and you can read about them online. Chambers, I think, sometimes have different types of events. They have multiple events every month that people can go to. And for me, every event is a networking event. If I go to the grocery store, it's a networking event. I could easily meet someone in the deli line, or I could meet someone in the checkout line, or make a comment to someone because I think they, you know, something happened and I just want to acknowledge them for something that I happen to notice out of the corner of my eye. You just never know where a hello, my name is, can lead mm-hmm. and to be ready for that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Ready with
this. I hope this is helpful, Pat.
Yes. Yes, it is. It makes us think about all those opportunities to connect with people. I went into a Chamber of Commerce meeting one time in our town, and I wanted to specifically meet an attorney who was working in the town. I didn't know any of the local attorneys. So when I walked in the door, I found out who organized the meeting, and I asked her to tell me if there were any attorneys in the room. She scanned around. She said, yes, that lady in the red suit. So I had a bead on that woman. She didn't know that I was tracking her, but I was following her around the room. And when we were getting ready to sit down, I looked at where she was going to head. I got the empty seat next to her. So we were sitting next to each other. And then she asked me what I did, and I told her I was a legal nurse consultant, and she said, oh, what a coincidence, I'm an attorney. And I thought...
So you did some homework.
I did some homework, yeah.
You
I ended up getting
group
from her.
Direct you. Yeah.
But it was all in knowing who to ask and taking the initiative, because I could have wasted that lunchtime in the sense of missing the opportunity to speak to the only person in the room who was my prospect. Before we continue with the show, let me tell you about my goals planner. This is something that works for you because you can stay focused on both your goals and the tasks needed to achieve them. Has this ever happened to you? You jotted a task on a piece of paper and now you can't find the paper. You know it is somewhere. You spend 15 minutes searching and searching, realizing you're getting angry at yourself and flustered. When you find it, you say, there has got to be a better way. My Goals Planner is a tool to help you achieve your goals. This is what you'll get when you order it: a place to document your goals for the month so that you can always find them. Daily goals and task sheets from January 1st to December 31st to keep you on track. A way to document the positive things that happen to you every day. A place to record your thoughts on what you need to improve. A 379 digital Word file you can easily modify. This is where you go to order this useful tool. http://lnc.tips/my-goals-planner, and use the code LISTENED to get 25% off. That's http://lnc.tips/my-goals-planner, and use the code LISTENED to get 25% off. And keep in mind, my goals planner is all one phrase.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, that I'd like to share with you on this call with your audience is, you know, one of the things that I always say to at a networking event, and I say this to the group that comes monthly for my group, I just say to them, the people that are here may or may not be your ideal client. But if you get the opportunity to talk with them and get to know them a little bit, they all know your ideal client. Mm-hmm. So if we were looking at the legal nurses, everybody knows a lawyer, or they know how to reach lawyers, or they know somebody that knows a lawyer. I mean, people that have gone through divorces, people that have gone through accidents, people that have gone through, you know, gotten their wills done, all that kind of stuff, they know lawyers. So it's like, if you get a chance to really just share who you are, not like who you are in order to get a sale or to make that connection. I mean, you can do that, but it doesn't have to be your first arm of business. So I think that there's something about developing relationships. Now, you were very smart in going to that chamber. You knew somebody that was there and you went and said, you know, I'd like to look and see if there, I'm really looking to connect up with any attorneys. Do you happen to know if anybody attending this meeting is an attorney? And you were lucky there was someone there. Mm-hmm. The question is, what would you do if there wasn't an attorney there? Would that have been a waste of time for you? Probably not if you knew what to say and knew how to generate a conversation with other people about that, which I think you do. So we want to make sure that your audience knows how to do that as well, that can start to, as we say, you know, there's a little line that says, you know, you have to mine for the gold, because the gold is there. It may not be like sparkling and shining right in front of you, but if you kind of lift the dust and dust it off a little bit, you'll probably find that there may be some things that are very hidden treasures right there in that same group for you.
And that brings up an interesting point, because I get asked by people that I work with as my coaching clients about how to find those connections in a room. Should they take the approach of introducing themselves to another person and immediately discussing the kind of clients they're looking for? Or do they build up a relationship with that person and ask them about their own business and their own interests and needs first? Is there any protocol that they should be aware of?
I think there's a lot of ways to really do that. I think the key is like what's effective. I think, you know, I think it's terribly difficult. I know for me, I would go to a networking event. If I'm meeting new people, I really put the attention on the other person. I'm clear who I am. And I'm listening for if someone's a fit for me. I really like people. I enjoy people and I want to make a difference. And people who know me know that I'm a great connector. So I know a lot of people. I easily get calls all the time and says, "Hey, Marie, do you know of a good CPA?" And I say, "Sure. What part of town do you live in?" Or, you know, I know several of them. So it's like, you know, I just listen for. But I might just say, "How long have you been in business? How long have you been a member of this organization? You know, what do you love best about your business?" I have some icebreakers that can be really good conversation starters. And I think if you have somebody that's really engaged in a conversation with you, it's very appropriate to say, you know, "One of the reasons that I came here is I'm really looking to be connected to the following types of people." And then I share a little bit about my target audience. You can teach your people how to share with their target audience. "I'm looking to be connected with lawyers or people who are working with, you know, accidents or injuries or, you know, people that have been in a car accident," to be able to, you know, help or whatever it is that your audience says. And to say, "I'm really looking to be, you know, connected and just to really see if I might be able to have a conversation with somebody to forward what I'm up to." Because I think there's, you know, there's networking with intention, and there's networking because you just want to be with a group of people that are like-minded people that you can learn from. The nuggets, as I say, you know, the gold can come in a lot of different forms. And I think I try to ask a lot of questions about the other person. And if I think that there's any interest, I don't really try to make sales in a networking organization. I think a lot of people do. And I think they're just kind of maybe a little bit immature in the conversation of networking and building a professional network. What we want to do is look and say, you know, if I were meeting you, I would say, "Pat, you know, we've had a great conversation. I've really enjoyed meeting you. Why don't we get together offline? You know, let's schedule time for what I call the virtual coffees, where you can really literally just have 15 minutes each to share who you are, what you're up to, who you're looking for, who you'd like to be connected to, how you'd like to make a difference." And then the other person gets 15 minutes. Then you can listen for that and see if there's any reason to go further. I had 3 people today invite me to go to lunch. I don't have time to go to lunch with people. I love to eat, but I don't have the time. So what I did was I scheduled 3 different phone appointments to have virtual coffee, or as one of my friends says, if it's after 5 o'clock, it's virtual vino.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what we'll do is just get a chance together, because it's not like I don't want to meet people. I just don't have the time to, you know, drive across town, deal with the traffic, go to lunch, get back. You know, it just takes up too much time. And at this point, that's a commodity for me. So I think, you know, we can always ask for a conversation, especially if you meet somebody that's really friendly, or maybe there's somebody that's in the human resource world and they know attorneys. They know attorneys for different reasons, or maybe people that know workers' comp attorneys and things like that could be really useful. So you have to somehow get into their network, and building a relationship takes some time. It could take a weekend. It could take an hour. It could take 10 minutes, or it could never happen. You know, I always say it's like popcorn. You know, when you put popcorn on the stove, you know, some pop right away, and some of the kernels just never pop. You know, it's just the way it goes. But you've got to be willing to be out there and really play to be connected.
So the tagline that you have in your business is "Get clients everywhere." And I love that concept, because it implies that we should always be aware that we should be open to new possibilities and ways that people come into our lives. What do we do, or how can we structure our interactions so that we increase our chances of getting clients everywhere?
Well, I think the whole idea with that is the name of my business. My tagline actually is connecting made fun and easy. So, I teach a lot about that and really give people some of the skills that's there, because I think everybody knows that they should be networking, should go to networking events, should attend, online things, offline things, but we sometimes don't know exactly what to do when we're doing it, how to best utilize those things. The whole thing about getting clients everywhere is when people are really clear who they are and they know who they are in the marketplace, they also know who they're not in the marketplace, because we're also very competent people, that when you really get clear who your target audience is, who you're looking to serve, and if they fit for one of the programs that you offer, then you can get clients everywhere. But it's hard if you don't really know, then you're always trying to adapt yourself and get a client no matter what. And so what happens is I think people become inauthentic and they do anything to make that sale. I think we have to get really, really clear about what it is that we offer, what our space is in the marketplace and what we can do, what are the problems that we solve and how are we the answer to someone's, situations. And then we have to go to work to find those things. And that helps us in our marketing, in our newsletters, in a podcast like we're doing here today, webinars, the training programs that we're doing, or any events that we want to offer and we want to hold as a networking event. For me, it's very important that people connect, because I think that's something that is really very, very dear to me. I can be connected to my tablet and my iPhone and all those kinds of things, but unless I'm really with people, I feel like it's just all a mystery and it's not even real. I have, 3,000 Facebook friends, but the vast majority of them I've never even met. I have no idea what their name is, but they're Facebook friends, So I sometimes will go and really look at who is connecting to me, who's interacting with me, who's engaging with me online, whether it's on LinkedIn or on Facebook. And then what I might do is I might reach out to them and send them a private message and say, thanks for all of your comments. And I try to share online, and I've gotten clients because people just like the way I share. They like the kinds of things that I post, or they like the kinds of inspiration. So I think that any of us that have a business that are marketing ourselves need to be out there sharing about ourselves. And so that way, if I'm paying attention to who's paying attention to me, that's willing to put a like or willing to make a comment or willing to answer a question, then I know that they're engaged. And then my job at that point is to get them from somebody that I would say is maybe a cold lead and turn them to a little bit warmer, and then keep warming them up, so that when I have something that I think might be right, they're warm, I can turn them, maybe have a conversation, get them to hot, and they could become a sale. So I think, we're always, no one we're going to meet right away. I don't go to any event. Somebody's not going to sign up for any of my events right away because they have no idea who I am. They don't know why somebody should connect with me, or I don't even know anything about them. So I don't ever try to sell anything there. But I'm very clear who my clients are, and I know who they are and I know who they aren't. And that's because I've done a lot of the work that it takes to get to that point, so that now my life is a lot easier. It wasn't always that way. I had to really work at this and do the work that it takes to do that. But I'm a very social person, so I like going to networking events. I like going to parties. I like going to a barbecue. A PTA meeting could be a networking event. A golf outing could be a networking event. A kid's birthday party could be a networking event. Because in our communities, everybody knows people that do all those different things that we're looking for. And each person is connected to at least 100 people. So if we can take the time, maybe they're not the one. Maybe if I'm looking at your audience, maybe I'm not the attorney. I know lots of attorneys in different areas. I don't always work with them, but I know them. And right now I have a major client of mine that is an attorney, here in Atlanta. So, she happens to be a divorce and family law attorney, used to be a personal injury attorney. So, now I'm just kind of looking at how is it that we can leverage from the connections that we have with other people. I wouldn't know that if I didn't take the time to talk, to stop and talk with you at the event that, you know, we met at. And I think that's what sometimes people are not willing to do, only because maybe they are very shy and they might not have done the inner work or the work that it takes to really define their business so that they know what it is to say and how to direct a conversation. Does that make sense to you?
It does. And speaking of connecting, how can our listeners find out more about you and connect with you?
Well, thank you so much. Well, one thing is they can visit my getclientseverywhere.com website, and they can read a little bit about me and learn a little bit more. And I also have a Facebook page that's on Facebook, and it's just called Get Clients Everywhere. You can go on there, and I try to post some things daily for people that are, have their own business and provide some inspiration or tips or, you know, I just share. So, you know, I'm pretty open about sharing a variety of different things. I share a lot of people's events. I share a lot of people's happenings or, you know, wins that they've had. And so if they're looking for different events or things, or if there's networking events, I share a lot of those as well. Most of the networking events I share are in Atlanta, but many of the things that I share have local chapters. So if your audience tends to be more national, then we can certainly, you know, accommodate that way. Or you can send me a note, just say, hey, I'd like to connect with you and talk with you. There's a way to do that on my website, getclientseverywhere.com.
Perfect. This has been Marie Frattoni speaking with us about networking, the power of connecting with people. Some excellent tips, Marie, on the strategies that we can use, the ways that we can go about this, and recognize that we're building up connections and relationships. Thank you so much, Marie, for being on the show. I appreciate your time.
And I appreciate you, Pat Iyer. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
This has been Legal Nurse Podcast talking about networking. Thanks for listening and participating in the show, giving us your time. And stay tuned. We'll have another new show next week. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, LNCEU.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at LNCU.com. And my last website, the LNCAcademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at LNCAcademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.